one of Bolton's most famous sons was sworn in as a pro-chancellor of the town's university this week. Clive Myrie, best known as an award-winning journalist and mastermind host, said he was truly honoured to be inaugurated at a ceremony at Bolton Town Hall as the University of Bolton staged its graduation ceremonies. For the BBC man, who spent his childhood living opposite Burnden Park, this marked another stage in a remarkable life's journey. He said, "My life as a broadcast journalist has taken me to many parts of the world, but as we all know, there is no place like home. I grew up in the shadow of Burnden Park, the old Bolton Wanderers Stadium. My family arrived here from Jamaica in the early 1960s. I was raised in a loving family, and my parents sacrificed many things for their children." He added, "My father was a factory worker and my mother a seamstress. I am the product of a generation whose hard work and resilience remains an inspiration." Having grown up in Bolton, Mr. Myrie went on to study law at the University of Sussex and has served as the BBC's Asia, Africa, Washington and Europe correspondent. In 2021, he took over as host of Mastermind, but he continues to travel the world as a reporter. He has reported live on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and last year he was also made an honorary doctor of social science for his outstanding contribution to the fields of broadcasting, television and society. This was again awarded by the University of Bolton. Mr. Myrie said, "Like you, I attended university and I studied law. I've had the privilege of reporting from more than 80 countries, covering some pretty big events, many of which define our age. The University of Bolton in my hometown is one of the most socially inclusive universities in the UK. You all have your own individual journeys ahead, and no two stories are the same. But what you do share is that you are part of a unique university. You have been fortunate to study alongside people from all over the world, from all backgrounds and walks of life. In a world where trade, commerce and culture are becoming ever more connected, your experience of studying in a diverse environment will prove to be a source of strength for many years to come." He added, "Thank you once again. I know the future is bright, not just for this university, but for everyone in this room whose brilliant achievements we all celebrate today. Thank you so much."
Oh, that's lovely. Very inspirational.